Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok Thursday. The leaders discussed denuclearization, with Mr. Putin offering to support efforts to normalize North Korean-U.S. relations. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Putin says the North is ready to make the move, but needs serious security guarantees to do so. Russia's president says he's ready to share details from the summit with President Donald Trump, as there are no secrets, adding that Kim himself has encouraged him to explain the nuances of Pyongyang's stance if he talks to Trump about the talks. Putin notes that Russia and the US both want North Korea to abandon nuclear weapons, but suggests guarantees should likely be underwritten by multiple countries. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has officially announced he will seek the 2020 Democratic presidential nomination. He made the announcement in a video message this morning.
Today I'm announcing my candidacy for President of the United States.
Biden's announcement catapults him to the top of an increasingly crowded Democratic field that could challenge President Donald Trump. AP Sagar Magani reports the 76-year-old Biden is making his third run for the White House.
Two bids already failed, and after 8 years as vice president, Biden will try again, banking on a career spent here in Washington as making him the Democrat who can beat Donald Trump next year. But where Biden fits in with today's Democratic Party remains unclear. His age and more moderate record may work against him.
That's AP's Sagar Magani reporting. The U.S. is warning there could be more attacks in Sri Lanka this weekend. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo is advising people to avoid places of worship in the country. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations says more Afghan civilians were killed by U.S. and Afghan government forces than by the Taliban and other insurgents. In a report, the U.N. says the first 3 months of 2019, pro-government forces caused 305 deaths, while insurgent groups killed 227. The U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban in Afghanistan says the answer to lowering the death toll in that country is to achieve a peace deal. French investigators have begun examining Notre Dame Cathedral for the first time since last week's devastating blaze. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Officials believe the fire was accidental, possibly caused by a short circuit linked to renovation work. Now police agencies have entered the monument to take samples and search for clues as to what caused the fire. One pressing question they hope to answer is whether cigarette butts from construction workers could have played a role. The 12th century cathedral is expected to remain closed to the public for years after the fire destroyed its roof and knocked over its spire. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The United Nations has evacuated 300 Libyans from a government-run detention center in Tripoli after some were allegedly attacked for protesting bad conditions. Fighting between rival groups in Libya has made living in and near the capital extremely hazardous for civilians. Residents in Tanzania and Mozambique are bracing for Cyclone Kenneth, which is heading towards land with strong winds and torrential rain. UN officials say they fear the cyclone could create a humanitarian catastrophe. Last month, Cyclone Idai caused hundreds of deaths in the region. At least 3 million people were left in need of humanitarian assistance. It could be the biggest movie of the year. Avengers Endgame opens Friday in the U.S. AP Entertainment editor Oscar Wells Gabriel reports movie theaters may not be able to keep up with the demand for the film.
The movie will be rolled out in 4,600 theaters in the U.S. and Canada, and still that might not be enough to meet what is expected to be a huge demand for the latest installment in the Marvel movie saga. One factor that may slow the movie down is the movie itself. It clocks in at 3 hours and 1 minute, and that'll limit the number of times it can be shown in a single day.
Repeating our top story, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un met with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok on Thursday. The leaders discussed denuclearization, with Mr. Putin offering to support efforts to normalize North Korean-U.S. relations. U.S. stocks are mixed in early afternoon trading. For all the latest news around the clock, please download the VOA mobile app or visit us online at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
VOA1, the best music now.